everybody, and it's another warm welcome to an Usher's Pause and Usher's Pause for Thought update. This is Paul Hopkins, and these are updates for guard dog Usher, because, well, he doesn't even bark, so he's certainly not going to speak, but he's pretty cool. You can keep up with all his updates on Facebook. He's got his own page. It's facebook.com/Usher's Pause for Thought. And yeah, here is one such update coming up. We've got a lot. Yeah, I was about to say we've got a lot to talk about. We do have a lot to talk about. So Usher has been up to loads and loads and loads, and he's been a very, very good boy. And he's just finishing his food now. We're on Wednesday. We're on Wednesday. It's the 20 something late of October, isn't it? It's Monday the 28th. 31st, are we on? We're not there yet. 30 is the 31st on Friday, isn't it? So yeah, so somewhere there. Anyway, it's something in October. You lose track of time, oddly enough, when you're training and things. I'm just wondering if Rush is going to belch or something in a minute, because he does have a little habit of doing that when he's eating his food. We've been doing a bit of discipline today. I actually put his food down, and he's very, very good. I can turn my back and find my whistle and all sorts, and he won't eat until I blow my whistle 3 times. Good boy, Ush. Good boy. Who's a good boy? Hey? You're a good boy. Is that nice? He's coming to say hello. A very good boy. You're a very good boy. Is that right? You good? You okay? So he always has a little stroll round. An after-dinner stroll. Oh, now he's quite happy to go back to his bed and lie down. He's kind of looking at me as he'd say, yeah, thanks. It was all right in the end. That wasn't. Yeah, nice full belly. So, yeah, he's been resting a lot. I say that a lot about Osh, but he does work quite hard as well, to be honest. Anyway, we'll get to all of that. So what's been happening the last few days? On Monday, we went to my work for the first time since I got Usher. Just popped in and did a few routes. So we did the route to work, which involved the train and the bus. And then walking a little bit around work. So Usher met some of my colleagues. He went to my office and said hello to everybody. Hello, everybody. They listened to the updates, which is good, at least some of them. Which is brilliant, and thank you for your support. You lot, you're brilliant. You know who you are. I've mentioned you before, but yes, save embarrassing anyone any further. But yeah, no, it's really, really, really lovely to have such good support from my team. And so they met Usher for the first time, we went round some little routes around the college. So we went to the run. And it's a really good run at the college. It's really nice, lots of lovely grass and stuff for him. It's almost a place for a free run, but not quite, because it's not quite big enough, but certainly a good size. And I think guide dogs, because they're based with us as well in our campus or on our campus, they're part of it. So that was Monday covered, really. Then we went back. It was quite a day for us. And some people from RNC, Royal National College, were sort of following in tow, because they were doing a little bit of their mobility instructors. So they were doing a little bit of research or sort of looking at people that have transitioned between using a cane and using a guide dog. And I'll do it in another update, but it's very interesting about how you feel and what your new responsibilities are and things like that. We'll talk about that, because I've not really done that too much yet. Tuesday then we came back into work. So I did the route to work again, but we did it as a different route because the first day we went on a route that we thought might have been easier with a cane, maybe, but there's some very, very difficult light crossings in the Selly Oak, Birmingham Selly Oak area, where the A38, which is one of the main arteries through Birmingham, and I mean through Birmingham, it's the A38, the longest road in the country, isn't it? But it goes through Birmingham all the way from north to south. and up to the M6 and all that. So it's a busy road wherever you find it, really. And the A4040 is the road that the sort of what they would call like the outer circle route of Birmingham. So it's a 25-mile round route, which is very, very heavily utilised and used. So, yeah, so where those junctions converge, it's quite something. And then stuff going down to Cadbury World is one of the, on the other side, which, again, it is the A4040 where it joins and crosses the Bristol Road. So, yeah, very, very busy. Nothing really regards the pedestrian, that, you know, there's no beeps, no twizzly button thing, no cones that twizzle around or anything like that. So you've got no real idea of where to cross. So it worked out probably a bit of a safer route with regards to that. And then Ush went to the vet, and I've never been to the vet before. So I've recorded some of that, and I'm going to play that for you right now. So here's a little less for me in terms of my talking, but more in terms of recording and what a vet sounds like. I've never done it. But as you'll hear, Ush had been to this particular vet before. Here it is.
It's
all right. We're going to the vet, Ush. Right. They won't check him up or anything today, will they? Or will they? Will they weigh him and stuff today?
I'll ask for 6 months front line and 6 months worming, and we'll sit down and we'll work out all his dates.
Yeah, that's right.
No, he's going to be excited in here because there's lots of smells and stuff. Already he's
like, yeah, you can tell.
So what you can do if you want is just loop the lead over. Did we do that on Saturday? I think we did, didn't
over
we?
Over his head, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Karen, who is my trainer. So she's been working with Usher for some weeks, really, before I get him. So, of course, there's a whole story there. You know, they're puppy walkers. And then puppy walkers have them for almost a year. And then they go and get training for about 6 months, I think it is. And then Karen will have had him more for advanced training. Before I get him, so she would have matched me with Usher. And what a very talented lady she is. I'm not just saying that, Karen, if you're listening, but yeah, she's done really, really well with Usher, and clearly knows what she's doing, as do other guide dog staff, really. So anyway, but that's just a little interjection. Here we are at the vets.
We're here to register guide dog Usher, please.
Usher, Sit, wait. How weird. I've never been in here in my life before to a vet.
Well, there's actually no animals in reception at the moment. No. So if there is another dog or a cat, you're really going to have to
hold him steady. Yeah.
His mother and his father, I'm just looking at his health card now, Paul. His mother and father were called Fagan and Martha.
Sorry, what's the dog's name again?
Usher. U-S-H-E-R.
And what's your surname?
Mine's Hopkins. H-O-P-K-I-N-S. Come in. Sit down. What are you looking for?
He's sniffing. There's a guide dog's collection tin on there.
He recognises that. That's a...
And do you know his date of birth?
13th of January 2012.
Oh, Rosh. How nice.
I've popped him on the system. He's already been registered before.
Never.
Yeah. Oh, is that because we have our guide dog office in Harburn? Is that where they bring them?
Oh, well, she's been registered before. Look. Look at that.
Oh, well, you've got...
Yep, everything's the same, yeah. Even the microchip number, the lot, even the number you've just given me.
He's probably been here. Could we possibly... We'll pop him on the scales then. And then we'll just work out some dates and decide on what we're going to do with his worming. If we could have 6 months of worming, that'd be good.
Yeah, I've had that before. So let me just have a look when we last see him. He's okay. We can give him advocate as well.
That's great.
As long as they've been seen by vet within the last 12 months.
Oh, that's great, then.
Oh, that's really good, then.
He was in the 5th of July.
Excellent. Oh, my goodness.
And the 10th of September, he weighed 32 and a half kilos. Oh. So let's see if he's put
him. Happy boy, you take him.
Okay, we'll just pop him on the scales. The scales is right by the door, Paul.
You taking him? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't know what the conversion would be, so I asked Siri, and his weight's just over 5 stone, coming up to sort of 5.5 stone, which is the pounds and ounces answer for that, which is good for me. Kilograms are kind of a bit yes, I hope that's about right. Anyone can come back and comment to me. But I asked Siri, and that's what Siri said. That's
and what you'll find is you're
rubbish at conversion.
I'm
that
just making
I am.
A note in the back of the book.
So continue listening.
Weight, November, 32.1 kilos.
Okay.
I say you normally bring your books in, don't you?
When did he last have his booster then, sorry?
February. That's once a year.
Oh, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boosters once a year.
And then he's
advocates every month.
And then he's
worming
every
once every six months.
Gotcha.
I've given you two tablets. It's only one tablet, though, with food. But then there's another one, obviously, to do in another 6 months' time as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy with that, yeah?
Yeah, that's really good.
That's all that sorted out.
Uh-huh.
So we'll pick up the advocate now and the worming, and when we get back, I'll show you how to do the business.
Yeah, is he ready for advocate now then?
Yeah, we'll do both of them.
Okay.
And if you want, just do it on the first of every month or something like
that. Yeah, make it easy.
Thank you very much, Lee.
No problem.
If I was bringing Ush to the vet, other than his 6 month thing, which, you know, would probably come by taxi anyway.
No.
But if it was other than that, then I guess I'd come by taxi or call you out, I guess, if that's how that works.
Yeah, just give us a call.
If it's an emergency.
I mean, if it's out of hours, the main surgery's open 24/7.
Okay.
The house only one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's useful to know.
No, it's really good. So in effect, if there was something I was really worried about, I could actually get
there's
advice.
There's something at the end of the phone anyway.
That's fantastic. You made that really easy, thanks.
No problem.
never done it in my life before, so that's...
Never been in the vets before.
I haven't.
Oh, right.
No. White canes don't need seeing, really, by vets. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
And the scales that he went on, Paul, it's just literally like a platform that he stands on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've helped that on. All right. Come on, Ush. No. Leave it. Thank you very much, my boy.
Thank you.
Take care. Come on, Ush. Good boy.
Another
door. That's why he probably pulled.
Like an old boy.
Let's go.
Oh, bless him.
Leave it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
See ya. You're happy with that then?
Yeah, really easy. Straightforward. Ush, sit.
So, yeah, we'll go back and I'll just show you. So, although we're giving him the worming tablets a bit early, it doesn't matter. Yeah. At least you know he's up to date then.
And he'll just eat those.
Well, they'll either take it like sweeties, or you have to put it in their food, or you have to put it in a bit of cheese, or you have to force it down their throat.
Okay.
Should we make a bet on it? I think he's going to eat it.
I do.
It's a sweet.
I think it's a bloody treat.
Yeah.
You daft dog.
So, we'll see. We'll see.
So there you go. So that's his little vet update. I should qualify there that regards emergencies, you know, obviously if it was an emergency, then you'd call the vet first and foremost. If it was something you were worried about and you could call guide dogs for advice, call their welfare people for advice, then yes, you can do that too. And that would probably be the thing you'd do before letting a vet loose on the animal. You know, but that's just using your judgment, really, because obviously if it's a life and death situation, you feel that it is, then obviously the vet would need to intervene at that point, and you would need to sort of the equivalent of an emergency service for the animal. So that's good. So that was all covered with the vet then, and I'll probably end up registering Usher at two vets at least anyway, because I'd need to register him when I'm down south, when I'm with Claire and stuff, so we'll register him down there as well. But he's covered, certainly. There's a vet within that branch of vets, that chain of vets that I've registered him with initially, that is quite near to work as well, so Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, that was Tuesday. And then today, Wednesday. Oh, what? How good was today? So today really was all about traffic training. Now, I didn't know, and certainly haven't understood the value of traffic training. I didn't really know exactly what it entailed. I knew that it was basically trying to, you know, you basically go across the road and then a car comes out in front of you is what to do in that scenario. Now, obviously, it's very sort of much a manufactured situation in the fact that, and rightly so, that guide dogs have. So you go with your trainer, then they arrange for another guide dog person to come out that's actually qualified to do traffic training. And excuse me, what they'll do is you'll go to cross a road, and basically the car will come out at you, and it can be from the left or the right. So you do different scenarios and far traffic as well as near traffic. And obviously traffic, like a car coming out of its drive. And really, the point of it is to the dogs are trained to stop when they see a moving object. Now, obviously, every time you think, well, okay, there's a moving object, so there's a car coming, but I'm okay to cross, I'll just go for it, and you tell him to go straight on, then he's going to lose that training, really. And it's a difficult one to keep up because you're not going to deliberately walk out in front of cars. But conversely, there are times when cars try to slow down on a zebra crossing without actually stopping. Now, with a cane, I would have gone straight across. I'd have just, well, you should stop, so I would rely on you to stop. So, like, get yourself stopped, for goodness sake. It's a flipping zebra crossing. So I've been very sort of militant about that. And even before this traffic training, before I'd actually done it, there was a real situation where it was a learner driver of all things, and I would hope to goodness that the driving instructor shouted or emphasised what had actually gone wrong, because they rolled, they were sort of rolling towards the crossing and not wanting to stop, really. And I decided to wait because there was no way I was going to cross in front of a moving car with a dog. Even though I'd have done that with McCain in the past. And then, no, far from stopping, decided to sort of accelerate. Yeah, well, there you go, blasé, he ain't going to stop. He's not going to cross, so I'm not give him the opportunity. And they went off in front of me. So whoever you are, you're an idiot, but there you go. And you should not pass your driving test until you've learned that very salutary lesson, in my opinion. Anyway, enough of that. But this was, as I said, so a repeat of the scenario in effect, albeit in a controlled environment. So we started off with the car coming on my near side from a right hand side road. So go to cross the road. The first couple of times Usher did go forward, so you're tapped on the shoulder by your trainer. And when the car's approaching, when they can see, when they know the guide dog car's approaching, and then you go out, and then Usher, the dog, is supposed to not move from his seat, but he did. He got up and went to go. Then I had to say no, and get him to sit, and then the car sort of acts like, you know, they want you to go on across in front of them. But of course, you don't want to do that because there could be a car coming out then from the right-hand side of that car, so on the far side, that you won't see, and Usher won't see. And the driver is just, yeah, go on. And then suddenly a car stops and they haven't seen it. You can't rely necessarily on someone else. So what you would do is you'd wave them on. So you practice that, waving them on. So on you go, and then they go on, and that's fine. And then you wait for an opportunity to cross the road again. So we did that a couple of times because at first he did go across. But then the next time, about the third time, he sat solid, didn't go anywhere. And then lots of praise for that because that's a good thing. If in an emergency a dog does that, you're going to be very, very happy that he did. And then we did that repeatedly from different scenarios, and obviously including the car coming out of the drive and so on and so forth. And Usher was brilliant. And then we did off-curb obstacles. So basically, he'll come up to an obstacle, and if he can't get past it, he will usually or quite often sit at the curb, or just stop, and then you say, well, you can do a check turn, which is basically a turn on the spot to find out whether there's another way past this thing. And so then any one of a number of scenarios can occur. So if he still sits at the curb and there is no other way past it, then obviously in the instances we did it, if you're walking down the curb with the road on your left, then you're going to want Doggy to move forward and then keep him in to you so that he finds the nearest opportunity to get back onto the pavement. And then if the road's on the right, then he'll sit at the curb. Then you're going to get him to keep over as you go into the road, so that you keep him basically to the left, so that you can get round and back onto the pavement as safely as possible and as quickly as possible, more to the point. He could make other decisions. If he could get you past it, he might try to, and you could see his head looking. Like you could see that he was thinking, right, well, what do we do here then? And he makes a decision, and he'll either try and get past it. If he can't, then, as I said, you can turn him around for another check to see if there is an opportunity. And if there really isn't, then he'll sit at the curb, and then you make decisions. So yeah, that's a really difficult one, because obviously there are times when you don't know how much obstacle there actually is. So sometimes if it's actually easier if there's assistance around to ask somebody, and then you drop the handle and take him round. So that was today. That was a really, really insightful, I felt, today, regard traffic training. And then we also did my route to Sainsbury's again and tried to really get the routes right and the crossings right for the different scenarios, because there are a number of things you can do. Because it's a parallel route, it almost makes it more complicated. But whether you're going to the station from Sainsbury's to the train station, from train station to Sainsbury's, or back to my house or whatever. So there were quite a number of different scenarios with a busy road on parallel for good measure. So that was that, really. Very, very helpful, really, to sort of get that sorted. Usher also got groomed. I decided to groom him today. I did that on my own for the first time. So he's looking all shiny. There's a photo of him, a video of him, actually, after I'd groomed him, really. And that's at his Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Usher's Pause for Thought. I did a stupid thing. Well, not really a stupid thing. I went to get some dinner on my own, and I thought, well, I'll follow the route using my cane. I'll follow the route that Usher goes on, and promptly fell over a flipping bollard. So there's no reason for these concrete bollards to be there, in my opinion. And the council, even if they were listening, probably wouldn't give a monkey's. It doesn't prevent cars from parking on the pavement even, so it's a complete waste of time. I fell over, grazed both my knees, and I'm slightly concerned about my thumb, because I know I could see that it had peeled the skin of my thumb, the whole pad of my skin halfway across has peeled quite substantially. At the moment, I've got a plaster on it. I'm hoping the body's just going to sort of do its own work on that and heal it. If not, it'll be off to the non-emergency kind of doctory type, whatever, walk-in centre, I don't know. But it's throbbing a bit. I somewhat cursed the council and all who sail in it for what happened there. Just an amazing thing, really, that already sort of learning the difference between what Usher avoids and me not even really knowing about it, and what I would have to find with a cane, really. But we'll do more about that comparison and stuff towards the end of the training, once I'm sort of near to qualification. Talking of that, then really, tomorrow I'm going to be going to work and then a walk to Harborne from work, which is quite a little schlep, really. It's a good 10-minute walk, really, to get to Harborne High Street and some of the things that are down and around Harborne High Street. And then back home, little break, and then a night walk, which for me will be very telling because obviously my night sight is non-existent, really. That will be quite scary, but definitely a question of trusting Usher. And hopefully I'll feel that that's a good experience. We've got various things planned for Friday and Saturday. Saturday we're going to go to London, I've done the route to Claire's house. And I can't remember what we're doing Friday, if I'm being honest. I have slightly forgotten. But anyway, you'll have updates aplenty. So that is it from me. It's been a little bit of a long one. I hope that you felt that it was worthwhile and that you found it interesting to listen to. Usher has just got up because he can hear someone moving about, and so I shall go and attend to him. He's also like grazing the floor like he's looking for tickets. There he goes, shaking his, I was going to say his little head, but no, it's quite a big head. And now he's gone back to his bed, sitting down, resting. Yeah, he can have a little sit, and in a minute he'll just lie down. Anyway, that's all from us, and we'll speak to you all very soon. Bye!